PRI, Public Radio International.
'A visit to the Germanic Old World with a twist of the new. The musical holy trinity of the three B's, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. We'll hear the Bach Chaconne in the Heinz Hall premiere of the orchestral arrangement by Hideo Saito, the Heinz Hall debut of Augustin Haderlich in the Brahms Violin Concerto, and music director Manfred Honeck's Beethoven Symphony Cycle closes with the Symphony No. 8. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck told me that as a former violinist and violist in the Vienna Philharmonic, he greatly admires the Chaconne for solo violin by J.S. Bach, so much so that he'd hoped to transcribe it for the orchestra. But in looking at the available transcriptions by Joachim Raff and Leopold Stokowski, he came across one by Japanese composer Hideo Saito that he loved.
I found this transcription, I found it fascinating, because if it were a wonderful and famous Chaconne, which is composed for violin solo, then you might ask her, how can I replace the solo and put it in a big orchestra with instruments like trombones, like horns, and like every wind instrument and big string instruments? Does it really work? And I thought that Saito's transcriptions came very close to that, what I personally would have done, and I was playing myself the Chaconne on the violin as a student. So I thought, when you do a transcription, you should not go too far away from the original. Of course, you have to do, and the orchestration, that's the reason why I like it very much, because the orchestra instruments brings a lot of more color in, and a lot of more power. And when I rehearsed it, I got excited already. What a wonderful sound. I did 2 years ago the Toccata of Bach by a version of Stokowski, and indeed I was looking that we could do the Chaconne of the Stokowski version, or even Joachim Raff's version. But I thought Saito's is probably the best one, who brings out every variation in a wonderful way.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear the Chaconne from the second partita for unaccompanied violin in D minor, BWV 1004 by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged for orchestra by Hideo Saito.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck. With the Bach Partita No. 2 for unaccompanied violin in D minor, it's Chaconne, arranged for orchestra by Hideo Saito. Hideo Saito was born in Tokyo in 1902. His father was a professor of English language studies who was the first to complete a comprehensive English-Japanese dictionary. Everyone in his family of nine kids was encouraged to play an instrument. For Hideo, first it was the mandolin, but later he took up the cello at age 16. He studied in Germany and became principal cello of the New Symphony Orchestra. He was a student of Emanuel Feuermann in Berlin and got the conducting bug. Then he founded a music school after the Second World War where Seiji Ozawa and Eiji Ue studied. Hideo Saito died in 1974. This was the Heinz Hall premiere of the Bach Chaconne in the arrangement for orchestra by Hideo Saito. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, and we're enjoying music by the three Bs, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Although Bach was perhaps the most godlike of the three, he attributed his seemingly supernatural powers to his perseverance and diligence. He said he was not perfect, marred by sin, but attempted to create perfection to honor the divine. Ludwig van Beethoven admitted his faults too. We'll hear his Eighth Symphony next. Why did Beethoven wind up among the three Bs? His ego and creativity, his unwillingness to compromise, his perseverance in the face of deafness, his humanity, and his habit of sticking it to the man, as is sometimes said in the business world. Beethoven's Eighth Symphony completes a series of the symphonies and concertos. Manfred Honeck began with the orchestra in 2008.
My goal in the beginning when I started 2008 was to have a Beethoven cycle. Now, with this weekend, I will finish the Beethoven cycle with the Symphony No. 8. It's the last I will perform there. And it is a very, very special symphony because after third, fifth, sixth, and seventh symphony, what is the next one? And he indeed reduced a little bit the sound, and it's for me like a chamber symphony after this hot rhythmical seventh symphony. People were a little bit disappointed because they thought it will be another great, astonishing discovery. It was not.
The music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony hears the ticking of the metronome in the Scherzando, which was inspired by Johann Nepomuk Mälzel, Beethoven's friend.
The second movement, for example, is he wants to make a little bit fun of the metronome of Mr. Mälzel. We know that Mälzel has met Beethoven a little bit later than it was composed, but he must have already heard about this strange instrument. And I try to make it like a parody. And I think Beethoven is always Beethoven. Beethoven's symphony, to perform that, is always a spectacle.
Manfred Honeck is about to conduct Beethoven's Eighth Symphony. The second movement, Allegretto Scherzando, is a reworking of music Beethoven had written in tribute to Johann Nepomuk Mälzel. Mälzel was an inventor who designed some of the ear trumpets Beethoven used, as well as a contraption he called the Panharmonicon, which included automatic flutes, clarinets, trumpets, violins, cellos, drums, cymbals, and triangle. Beethoven wrote the Eighth Symphony's Allegretto to imitate Mälzel's most recent invention, the metronome. Don't forget, it was another inventor, Dietrich Nikolaus Winkel, who created the first metronome in 1812. Mälzel just refined it, but was the first to patent, manufacture, and promote it. Manfred Honeck sets his metronome close to Beethoven's original marking. It's a zippy pace we'll hear at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Symphony No. 8 in F major by Ludwig van Beethoven.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck, with the Symphony No. 8 in F major, Opus 93 by Ludwig van Beethoven. The Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Beethoven Symphony No. 8 twice, with music director William Steinberg conducting for Capitol and Command Classics. The 8th Symphony was heard in the first season of the Pittsburgh Orchestra in 1896, conducted by its first music director, Frederick Archer. Archer was an English organist who'd worked in Boston before coming to Pittsburgh. He conducted the 8th Symphony at Carnegie Music Hall in Pittsburgh. 3 years after conducting Beethoven's 8th Symphony, he was appointed organist at Pittsburgh's Church of the Ascension. The premiere of Beethoven's 8th Symphony took place in Vienna on February 27, 1814. Ludwig van Beethoven was the conductor. Beethoven wrote the 8th in Austria, in the city of Linz, where he was visiting his younger brother, Johann, and meddling in Johann's personal life. Johann had taken up with his housekeeper, Teresa Obermeier, much to the dismay of his brother Ludwig. Ludwig tried to have Teresa thrown out of town in moral indignation and perhaps a bit of jealousy, but Johann decided to marry Teresa. None of the brotherly disagreement is heard in the Sunny Symphony No. 8. The Three B's on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with Johannes Brahms still to come. We'll hear the Brahms Violin Concerto with Augustin Hadelijk in his Heinz Hall debut. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors Francesco Lecce Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. With archived concerts available on demand and 24 hours a day, just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Paper Binoculars. They are blue, and they fit in your pocket for getting a better look at the stage. With luck, they won't annoy your seatmates or attract attention from curious ushers. Get the binoculars free while they last with the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists, and music director Manfred Honeck. It's free. Just write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of the program. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.